Hey everyone, hey, it's your girl Precious Williams, and I am the proud host of the Keeping It Real with the Killer Pitch Master Show. Welcome to another wonderful Sunday. As you know, it's Soul Sunday, it's Sold Out Sunday, it's hashtag Soul Testimonial Sunday. I am feeling so good. As y'all can tell, I got the pink on. Y'all know how we do in these streets. And I'm so happy to have all of you here. As you know, the Keeping It Real with the Killer Pitch Master Show is a LinkedIn Live show that I do every Sunday. And so why come back to the Keeping It Real with the Killer Pitch Master? Why am I keeping it real? Why is that important to keep it real? Well, we live in a day and age where it seems like to run a business, it's just so simple. It's so easy. You know, you put something out there, you make a course, and everybody's just going to naturally buy it. And my thing is that doesn't usually happen. And so if you don't know how to build your audience, if you don't know how to get people excited about what it is that you do, if you don't know how to pitch, if you don't know how to get people interested, if you don't know how to gain visibility, that is why we have the show, Keeping It Real. And so I'm not going to teach you things that the big gurus will tell you. I'm not going to teach you that because I come from the trenches, because I got it out of the mud. I think it's very important that we talk about foundational aspects of things, right? And so at the end of the day, I want to just let you all know that at the Keeping It Real with the Killer Pitchmaster Show, I'm not coming here to tell y'all stuff that's false, that's fraudulent, that only works for certain people. The reason why I have this show is because it's very important to me that you all grow in some sort of way. So why should you listen to the Killer Pitchmaster? Why am I the Killer Pitchmaster? Well, I'm a 13-time National Elevator Pitch Champion. What does that mean? If you've ever watched Shark Tank, you've already seen my work. Six of my clients have been on Shark Tank, and including me, that's a seventh. My six clients have successfully pitched on Shark Tank. They pitched their businesses and gotten investments. Not only that, when I started when I started Perfect Pitches by Precious, it was because when people saw me on stage pitching, they had never seen anybody like me. I come in, I have a big personality, but not only that, I know my craft. And as a professional speaker for 26 years, I bring a different level of attention to it. I'm not a motivational speaker. I'm not a transformational speaker. I'm not an inspirational speaker. I am the killer pitch master. And I'm sitting here to what? Help you slay all competition. I don't care what industry you're in. I don't care how crowded the marketplace is. You can find a way to hashtag create your own lane and ignite your pitch to dominate your niche. The reason why my clients and I, you know, are trainers at LinkedIn's, the Googles, the Microsofts, top companies around the world is because our pitch game is killer. And not only that, we can back it up. So when I talk about the foundational aspects of pitching and communication and visibility and branding, this is serious business to me. As a woman who came from the inner city of St. Louis, Missouri, I was always told I wasn't good enough, tall enough, smart. And so they were always going with the optic. Well, I had a great talent, and that talent has taken me further than my beauty or lack thereof ever could. When I started my first company, I was 327 pounds. I'm not that today, but imagine going into pitch competitions and no one looks like you and they've already dismissed you. So today's episode is all about the power of competition and why is that important? Okay, y'all. So let's get it popping. Let's get it popping in here. Okay. And so we're talking today about the power of competition. So as you all know, me being a 13-time National Elevator Pitch Champion means that I've competed against Harvard, Yale, Stanford, Columbia grads, cool tech companies, international companies, right? And all I had was a lingerie company. So you're probably wondering, what does this all have to do? Because when you have competition, and yes, I love that people say about collaborating. I understand that. But you can't collaborate with everyone that does everything that you do. You cannot, right? So number one, competition is great because it validates that your field is growing and that there's people, there's multiple sources in it. The reason why there's power to competition is because when you know what your competition is doing, you truly know how to zig when they zag. For example, in the pandemic, what do we see a lot of people do? A lot of companies, they shrunk, right? Oh, nobody's going to buy. Like as a speaker and as a serial entrepreneur, I was told no one's going to buy from you, Precious. No one's going to work with you. No one's going to. And my clients were so scared, right? They were so scared. And because I've been through hard times growing up, I knew that when times get rough, this is where you all start. This is where you truly get deadly. So when people are falling back, you move forward. Because you need to stand up and get counted. So while people were saying, oh, no one's buying, oh, but they're buying from me, right? or I'm going to make them buy, or I'm going to make them notice me so that when the budgets get right, they come into me because I stay consistent and persistent. Remember, persistence beats resistance. And so one of the things that I want you all to know about the power of competition is it's great to have competition. It's just great. Not only does it validate the market in the industry, but it also teaches you how to bring your A game. There will always be low-cost alternatives, y'all. I promise you, there will always be low-cost alternatives. I'm not a low-cost alternative, so I don't compete on price. This isn't Walmart and Target. I don't compete on price. Do you notice the difference between Walmart and Target? Like, when you go into Target, it's a different feeling altogether, all the red and the... It's just very beautiful. When you go into Walmart, it's a feeling like, yo, rock bottom prices. But I always want to feel something when I walk into a place. So there's a place for Walmart. When I just want to get something... But when I feel a certain way, I could win a Target or Target. If I spend over $30, it's Target. So think about that. How do you set yourself apart from the competition? So when I was starting out, I've been a speaker for 26 years, since I was 16 years old. Yeah, 16, and I'm 42 today. When I started off, I didn't know the value of my voice. I didn't know the value and the skill set that I had at such a young age. I literally thought that in order to be taken seriously, you had to be older. And there's nothing wrong with being older. At 42, I look at my 16-year-old self and I was like, oh, that was cute. But the thing is, my grandmother nurtured my speaking ability. Even when I thought it was bunk, she was like, no, you are the greatest at what you're doing. So as I started to develop my voice, went off to college, went off to law school, became an attorney. One of the things that I didn't realize is, okay, so, you know, I did the standard. I went to law school, you know, I passed the bar, was practicing, but I was so unhappy. I was so unhappy. As y'all can tell, I wear colorful clothes. This is not appropriate for the courtroom. I promise you it's not. Because people are just like, oh, you're supposed to look like the corporate. And that's not my personality. My personality is to be big, bold, and in charge. But when you're in a courtroom or when you are in the legal profession, depending on where you are, this, the way I dress and the way I move is too much for people. So I was tolerated. And yes, I won my cases, but I was basically tolerated and I knew it. Why don't I go to a place where I'm celebrated or create the place that celebrates others? So as you're thinking about your competition, some of them are going to be the low-cost alternatives. Some of them are going to just use automation with everything. And some of them are going to be high touch. How do you set yourself apart? How do you truly set yourself apart? So as a killer pitch master, I focused on pitching especially. Even when people told me no one's going to think, no one cares, or Shark Tank does everything. So what I want you all to think about today, and I try to be interactive as much as possible, even though I'm on StreamYard, I want you all to think about your business from a different perspective. Are you saying the words that everyone in your industry says? If you are, let's go backfield in motion. You're different. Even if you can't quantify and qualify what the difference is, I want you to spend this week thinking about that. What is your true difference? You know, if you want to be the low-cost alternative, that's fine, right? If you want to be the middle person, that's fine. And if you want to be the top dog, that's fine. But price is not what you should be competing on. What receipts do you have? What accomplishments do you have? What do you bring to the marketplace that someone else may not have? Think about the architect who wants to go into graphic design. And even though they're similarly situated, how many graphic artists are architects? Or how many graphic artists, you know, went to school for political science? Like, what other things do you bring into the fold? So as a speaker, I've been doing this for 26 years. So you might say, oh, well, there's a lot of speakers who had that number of years. But how many of them are an attorney, an award-winning speaker, have companies and clients like LinkedIn, Google, Microsoft, Intuit, QuickBooks, and stuff like that? How many of them are a three-time number one best-selling author on business books that have been finalists for Books of the Year 4 times? What does that tell you about my game? Communication is my game. I'm a world-class master communicator. I can write poetry. I can write speeches. I can write copy for your website. I can write pitches. I can teach and train on visibility, branding, messaging, content creation. How many people can do that? I can. When I say that when it comes to pitching, I mean elevator pitches, media pitches, investor pitches, speaker pitches, and interview pitches, and sales pitches. How many speakers can do that? There's some people who can only do one thing. Maybe it's motivation. And that's great. That's just not my skill set. So when people come to me and they ask this question, They asked the question of, they never really asked this question anymore, but back in the day it was like, why should I work with you? Oh my Kanye. Oh my Kanye. I was on my Kanye. Some of you may be afraid to put yourselves out there. You think that no one's going to pay you attention, and I promise you they will. I also want you all to know, if you're here for the first time, I have a free quiz on pitching that will help you figure out how to best pitch for you. I don't teach you cookie cutter formulas for pitching. I don't. That's not what I do. I want you to know what are your strengths when it comes to pitching. So if you go to the website pitchingforprofit.com, yes, that's pitchingforprofit.com, you can take a free 6-question quiz, and you will be, and once you submit it, you'll be given a free customized report that really takes into account, you know, what are your strengths, what are your weaknesses, and what to really lead with when pitching. And of course, the algorithm is usually right and everything like that, but we really created this. Ty Goodwin and I really created this to make sure that if you want to get a taste of what pitching can do for you, take that quiz. And again, Teen, I know you're going to drop it like it's hot in there. Let the people know what the website is, pitchingforprofit.com. Take the 6-question free quiz and get a free customized report. I would love it if you all would take that quiz. So why do companies work with me? Tangie, great, great, great that you asked that. I'm so glad you asked that, right? So why is it that companies like the LinkedIn's, the Google's, the Microsoft's, organizations like Justice Success, Bottomless Closet, top nonprofits, why am I speaking to InStyle Magazine, J. Jill? Why do I know people at Saturday Night Live? And I just sent some books to Saturday Night Live. Oh, did I say that? Yes, I did. Why did Forbes Magazine just write an article on me? Y'all can look it up right now. Elaine Pofield in Forbes Magazine. Y'all can look it up on the internet right now. There's an article that just came out on me in my third book, Pitching for Profit, the Bad Bitches Playbook to Convert Conversations into Currency. Now, why do these companies work with me? You know, when I started pitching a long time ago, 10 years ago to be exact, I pitched because no one would invest in my company, and I needed to just prove that it was worth investing in, even if there weren't, you know, companies servicing women with more meat on their bones. I was 327 pounds. So anyway, when I started pitching, I was pitching to raise money for my company to truly get it off the ground the way I wanted it to. The more that I kept pitching and the more that I kept winning, the more I realized it wasn't about the money. It was the ability to communicate very concisely, but very powerfully, engage them and entice them to want to invest in me, which also works for companies and corporations, foundations, and individual clients. When you're pitching, you want to entice them to want to work with you. You're not giving up the full plate. This ain't a full meal deal. When you're pitching, it's like what I said last week, or what I always say. It's like having this great big plate, that first great big plate of the greatest food that you want. Your grandma, she put it down. Your mama, she put it down. Your father, your homie, they put it down in the kitchen. That first fork is your pitch. When you taste that juicy morsel, that's going to get you even more hyped to eat the rest of the plate. But too many of us will spend time putting everything in a pitch, everything in the pitch that's on the plate. And it's like, no, you want to wet their whistle. They're not privy to everything. If they want to work with you, give them a reason why. You're not giving up the greatest things that you've done. What you're giving them is enticing them. And so the more I kept pitching, the more I realized that I love having individual clients. I do. And I love it that I'm at a point where I can choose who my clients are. But then I started thinking about companies and corporations need this. And of course, people kept saying, you're Black, they're not going to choose you, da, 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 you're a woman, you don't have an Ivy League degree, da, 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 all of that. Okay. But I chose to believe the God in me and the vision he had for me. And so I started speaking at a nonprofit. And I always tell y'all this story because if you keep hearing it, you'll know how simple it really was. So my first speaking engagement out of leaving the Bowery Mission Women's Center was at Bottomless Closet. And I killed it. It was standing room only. And I hadn't spoken in like 2 years. And I killed that 2 hours. They put us out of Bottomless Closet. I got a phone call from the great Pam Coolness, program director of Bottomless Closet, and she wanted to introduce me to Viacom and speak at this very important day, Smart and Sexy Day. I think it was, 2019. She didn't know that I used to pitch shows to Viacom years ago. So imagine me, I'm coming out of homelessness, I'm coming out of the struggle, and I'm standing outside of Viacom on Broadway near Times Square, right? And I'm trying not to cry, but I went in and I crushed it. And then I felt comfortable asking for more opportunities because the executives could hear me. All these big time people could hear me. And it got easier and easier because one executive would introduce me to something else. This person would introduce me somewhere else. And that's why I said that pitch, which turned into a presentation, which turned into they can see me in other places. I am not just teaching how to pitch for pitch competitions. That's great. But pitching is life. And because I was able to go into big companies and corporations that people said was impossible, that they got to taste what I'm capable of, they started booking me for longer and longer. I remember on my 41st birthday, I spoke at Microsoft in their loft, 677 Fifth Avenue, their loft. They catered it. They marketed it. They did everything. All I had to do was show up, and it was my 41st birthday. And as I'm looking out, I was crushing it. But I was only crushing it because I was in my zone of genius. I showed them how pitching is not just about competition. It's about dominating your competition. Because this one thing you do above all others. And when you can truly create your own lane, which honestly takes time, y'all. It takes time. I feel like I'm a 10-year overnight success, even though I was on Shark Tank in 2016, even though I've been in Forbes magazine, Wall Street Journal, CNN, MSNBC, all of that sounds great, y'all. But I'm still a 10-year story of overnight success. This time I'm doing it clean and sober. This time I'm showing them that just because it's in a book, just because Shark Tank is there, I can still bring it to life. And when I train and I teach and I coach, I bring my personality into it. So I'm not a subject matter expert that's boring. Did she just say, yeah, I said it. Yeah, I said it. Yeah, I said it. And the executives in the room, they don't care because they want to see somebody who's different, who's not going to give it a wonk, wonk, wonk. Good day, everyone. It's your girl, Precious Williams, the proud founder and CEO of Perfect Pitches by Precious, and also the host of the Killer Pitch Master podcast show. As you know, my third book, Pitching for Profit, The Bad Bitches Playbook to Convert Conversations into Currency, is now available. Yes, you can get it on Amazon.com, Target.com, BarnesandNobles.com, and also on my website, www.PerfectPitchesByPrecious.com. And if you're wondering, why should you get Pitching for Profit? Now, you know, as a killer pitch master, I'll help you slay all competition. But with this third book, I'm going to show you how to truly profit from every pitch you give and how to make every conversation turn into currency. I'm going to show you how to get affiliates, how to get referrals, how to get your name spoken in places you didn't even know existed. If you are looking to truly be hashtag book busy and paid, I'm going to show you how to monetize your network and having your network constantly be out on the prowl, making sure that you stay top of mind and visible with your target market. Again, my book is Pitching for Profit, The Bad Bitches Playbook to Convert Conversations into Currency, available on Amazon.com right now and at my website, www.PerfectPitchesByPrecious.com. And it's your girl, Precious Williams. My name is Precious Williams, and I want you to check out my new podcast, the Killer Pitch Master Podcast. And it's all about teaching you the tips, tricks, and techniques that it comes to pitching in all forms, from elevator pitching to media pitching to investor pitching and to all forms of pitching. I want you to check it out every Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I want to see you there. So remember, check us out every Sunday at 5 p.m. Killer Pitch Master Podcast. So as you're building your craft, and it takes time, Keep your eyes on the prize of where you truly want to be. There are a lot of people that are talking right now about pitching and they have no receipts. So if you're going to work with people, and I encourage all of you all to have coaches, whether you can get them at SCORE or whatever, get them free or whatever, as you start to go up, I encourage you to always ask for receipts. What has that person done? Are they regurgitating anything? And that's when you know you're dealing with a real master. When other people can talk about them, when you can go to LinkedIn and look at the testimonials, and clearly I have over 150 testimonials. Riddle me that. So when we talk about the power of competition, there will always be competition. But I will always say, like Nicki Minaj, I got bad vision. I don't even see him like that. I'm doing the best me that I possibly can. And yes, I recognize that there are people similarly situated. But when it comes down to it, my relationships, my receipts, the testimonials, things I have done and my clients are doing right now. If my client was on Shark Tank 2 weeks, three weeks ago now. And I'm another one that's going to be on. So what are we talking about? I got receipts. And that's how you outwit and outplay and outlast your competition. If you are new to the place, it's okay. You're still building. You're still grinding. Show that you've been investing in yourself. Show that you take it seriously. You're not gonna take someone to where you are in 6 weeks, but you can move the needle forward. You can start making introductions. You can start doing things. And so that's why they work with me. You can do it concisely. When you're at networking events, take advantage of the opportunity to bless that microphone. Give them a little flavor of you in 30 to 60 seconds. Work on your pitch, because your pitch can make you rich. I promise you. One of the things that I definitely want you all to truly understand is that competition really is your friend. I feel like Ric Flair in the WWE, he used to say, one of the greatest wrestlers of all time. He used to say, to be the best, you've got to beat the best. And so my question to you all is, do you want to be the best? Or do you want to be the low-cost leader? Or do you want to compete on price? Whatever it is you want to do. I aim to be the best. When I speak, I'm not number two. I'm going to be number one. I don't care who it is. And so a competition makes me stronger and better because I'm going to bring my A game. If everyone around me is a C, that's not worth competing against. But if someone is an A, let's get it popping. You want to see who's the best? Because you'll make me rise to the occasion. And I want you all to think in those terms. You have competition, and as scary as it is, when you outwit, outplay, and outlast, it was worth the ride. I promise you it was worth it. Every job isn't for you. Every opportunity isn't for you. But the ones that are for you, crush them. And then you'll make your competition invisible. Are there some people who, you know, may leave to go with a lower cost person? That's part of the game. We've all done that. But at the end of the day, there is only one killer pitch master, and I will help you what slay all competition. You want to know how to be a booked and busy and paid speaker? Go to my website, www.perfectpitchesbyprecious.com. I tripled my revenue last year in a pandemic and economic downturn and social unrest. And my clients did too. Why did they do that? Because I teach ingenious tips, tricks, and techniques that no one else is teaching. I am not a guru who regurgitates what anybody else is saying. Not at all. I learned how to be a speaker on the job. I learned how to be an entrepreneur on the job. I didn't learn it out of a textbook. If you want to know how to get the big boys to notice you, if you want to have big companies, small companies, medium-sized companies, great individual clients, if you want organizations to pay you attention, if you want foundations to pay you attention, check out my website and see what I offer to help you. Whether you're a speaker, an entrepreneur, a corporate executive, mid-management professionals, if you're looking for someone who can come in and train and teach these type of tips, tricks, and techniques that will set your brand, your business, your book, your product or service apart, I introduce you to Precious L. Williams, the killer pitch master. My company is perfectpitchesbyprecious.com. This is the Keeping It Real with the Killer Pitch Master show. We're live every Sunday on LinkedIn Live. Please come back every Sunday. We talk about a variety of issues, not just pitching. We talk about communication skills, visibility, branding, content creation, messaging, And I want to have real conversations with you all because you all have real questions that aren't being asked in the marketplace. Let's set a solid foundation for your speaking career, your entrepreneurial career. Let's make it big all the way together. Y'all, dream big. I love you all. Mwah. Bye.